Welcome to thegodshow.us daily. All right, tonight we witness the retirement match. One comfortable assumption has been in the game for years. It has been undefeated in your chest. It told you, strangers deserve grace. The debtor deserves the ledger. It is never lost. Until tonight, 15 wisdom traditions enter. One assumption hangs up the gloves. One question gets answered. This is thegodshow.us.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one listener's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it wrong that I feel less generous toward people I know are in debt than toward strangers who might just be broke? People have been asking this forever. It used to wear the costume of the deserving poor. 18th century parishes literally sorted beggars into worthy and unworthy before handing out bread. The worthy ones were strangers whose story you couldn't check. Same instinct, older clothes. Is the feeling itself the problem, or is it what you do with it? Zen Buddhism cuts to the bone first. It says, before you knew about the debt, your hand was already moving. That was the clean version of you. Then knowledge showed up, like a clerk with a file, and your hand remembered it had a fist. And here's the part that stings. The stranger you're so generous toward might also be in debt. You just haven't been handed the paperwork yet. Which means your generosity was never really about them. It was about your ignorance feeling like innocence.
Stoicism wants a word with that. It's not calling you ungenerous. It's calling you a coward dressed in a ledger. Their debt is not in your hand. Your coin is. The stranger's unknown pocket makes virtue cheap and easy, but the friend's overdue rent is sitting right there on the table, specific and uncomfortable, and your fist closes. Stoicism says that closed fist is the data. Judge it. Don't explain it.
Picture a laundromat. You're sitting there waiting out the dryer, folding nothing, killing time. A stranger walks in short on quarters. You hand some over without a second thought. But if it were your college roommate who still owes you $200, you'd feel something tighten before your hand even moved. Judaism names that tightening for what it is, a small trial you're conducting in your chest before you've even opened the door. The law, it says, asks only one question. Is the person hungry now? Not last season, now.
Christianity and Islam land close to each other here, but for very different reasons. Christianity's move is the older brother in the prodigal son story, standing in the field, doing the math, and the math being completely correct, and him still missing the feast. The audit was accurate. The audit was also the wrong tool. Islam's angle is sharper. When you subtract generosity from someone whose choices you can trace, you're placing your ledger above God's. Hagar didn't run perfectly. The water came anyway.
Existentialism is the one I keep circling back to. It says you've built a courtroom inside your chest. You've appointed yourself judge. You've handed down a verdict, undeserving, before the person opened their mouth. And the stranger gets your grace only because you know nothing that could condemn them yet. That's not generosity. That's the comfort of ignorance dressed as virtue. The terrifying part? You're free to give or withhold. Own it. Don't launder it through a moral category you invented to feel clean. What I can't shake is the Zen line. Your generosity was about your ignorance feeling like innocence. That one got under my skin somewhere around the laundromat image because I have absolutely handed over quarters to a stranger and hesitated with a friend, and I called it discernment. Come back tomorrow.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it runs entirely on listener support. Find the show, back the show, and ask your own question at TheGodShow.us. And that is the final bell. The comfortable assumption entered this arena undefeated, 16 years in the chest, never once examined. Tonight it took a Zen clock. A Stoic fist and a Jewish door it had never opened, and it did not leave the same, whether it retired or just hit the canvas. That verdict, my friend, is yours to render. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.